Hello and welcome back to The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer. I'm your host, Phil Agnew, a product marketer here at Buffer. And in this episode, we're going to talk about whether the perfect TikTok length exists. And we'll look into the effectiveness of longer TikToks. Now, before TikToks dominated social media, the internet was captivated usually by 6-second clips. Some of you will remember these clips. They are, of course, Vines. While these videos were extremely short, they often told an entire story and entertained audiences in just a few seconds. But whereas Vines had a fixed length, just 6.5 seconds to be exact, there's much more wiggle room when it comes to TikTok lengths. And it can be confusing to try and figure out the optimal length for your videos. Recently, while filming a TikTok video for Buffer, Umber, one of our content writers here at Buffer, wondered about the ideal length. Should she be quick and snappy, or go into detail and make the TikTok a bit longer? This led us to tackle the question of the right length for a TikTok. Well, we've crunched the numbers, and the answer, well, it isn't as straightforward as it might seem. So to kick off, I wondered what video lengths do tend to perform best on TikTok. See, TikTok has never publicly come out and said which video lengths perform best. However, we can make a reasonably accurate guess based on research and data. In mid-2021, internal data from TikTok was given to creators and it revealed that the ideal length for a TikTok was between 11 to 17 seconds. However, by the end of that year, in 2021, that number had increased to 24 to 31 seconds. To back this up, Wired released an article which surveyed TikTok users and it found that videos that were longer than 1 minute were seen as stressful. Now, I'm not sure how a TikTok can be seen as stressful, but hey-ho, that's what the survey said. All of this indicates that shorter videos perform best with the TikTok community. But the platform has recently been pushing for longer videos. They've been encouraging creators to create much longer videos. The reality is, while user attention spans are getting shorter, TikTok wants longer videos because longer videos will help them sell more advertising spots and help them increase their revenue, which explains their recent move to allow 10-minute long TikToks on the platform. That's right, in case you missed it, TikTok now allows people to upload 10-minute long TikToks. So over the years, TikTok video lengths have increased from originally just being 7 seconds long, then to 15 seconds, then to 3 minutes, and most recently to 10 minutes. And their revenue has increased at similar increments. All this is to say the consensus is still that shorter videos do perform better on TikTok. Not only is the platform still well known for short form content, but you don't want people to be scrolling past your videos without finishing them, meaning it's probably best to stick to shorter TikToks. However, social media is constantly changing. And because there is a financial incentive for TikTok to venture into long-form content, there is a realistic chance that the app's algorithm might prefer longer videos in the future. So I guess the best suggestion is to stay flexible. Don't go and commission a set of 6-second TikToks for the rest of the year. That probably won't be too smart, just in case the algorithm changes. In fact, sometimes posting longer videos can still be effective on the platform. Just recently, Paris Hilton made headlines for her 10-minute TikTok ad that took over the internet. You can see a link to that in the show notes. It's important to think about what video length suits your TikTok content as well. The right length for your TikTok will depend on the message you want to convey. While it's best not to drag a video on for too long, you also don't want to cut yourself off before you can effectively get to the point. When Umber was filming a TikTok on AI writing tools for an article she wrote on the Buffer blog, she wanted to give an accurate summary of the article, and the video turned out to be over 1 minute long in this case. We still received good engagement for this TikTok video and for the Instagram reel that came with it. However, if we had shortened the length of the video just to optimize for the algorithm, we might not have seen the same engagement success because Umber wouldn't have been able to share the same story. but even videos that are longer than a minute can perform well too. For example, a TikTok from Jess Hunt, the founder of the makeup brand Reefly. This TikTok lasted for over 6 minutes. You can again see it in the show notes. In the TikTok, Jess tells a story on how she founded her company. That TikTok has received over 1 million views, over 100,000 likes, and 342 comments. Similarly, if you want to highlight a product, talk about your company culture, or share a story, you're probably going to need to make your video a bit longer than usual, and that's okay. Longer TikToks can generate great engagement, so don't feel like your TikToks always have to be bite-sized. Do try and edit them depending on the content you're creating. Regardless of the length of the TikTok, however, one thing is key: adding a hook. By now, you've probably realized that there is no magic number when it comes to TikTok length. However, one thing we can say for sure is that TikToks that open with a strong hook during the first 3 seconds tend to perform far, far better. Specifically, research directly from TikTok says over 63% of all videos with the highest click-through rate highlight their key message or product within the first 3 seconds. This means you want to start your TikTok off strong and quickly introduce the topic or thesis. A TikTok by content creator Naomi Burt is 46 seconds long in total, but it opens with a quick hook. Naomi says, "This is my Chipotle hack." That's a good hook. People want to hear what the hack is. She goes on in the video to explain her specific order and how it works, and that TikTok, which you can see again in the show notes, has received over 1 million views. Another example of a great hook is content creator Kevin, who's also the CEO of Chai. He has created an immediate product hook in one of his most successful TikToks. The TikTok opens with a clip of the creator Emma Chamberlain highlighting her chai powder mix. In the video, Kevin reviews the product and talks about chai for 1.5 minutes. The longer length didn't detriment the performance of the video. It has garnered over 180,000 likes, but he had a really good immediate hook, the clip of Emma Chamberlain talking about the product. At Buffer, we recently went viral on TikTok. It was with a fun video from our social media manager, Mitra, and it was all about remote work. While the video is short, it's only 5 seconds long, the visual hook is immediate, as the first thing people see is the text, POV, you are a remote worker vibing at Target in the middle of the workday. A good hook will captivate the audience's attention right away, meaning these users will be more likely to finish your video instead of just scrolling right past it. This is important because the TikTok algorithm will limit your impressions if users aren't engaging with your video and watching it in full. In psychology, this is known as something called the curiosity gap. So the curiosity gap is the idea that our brains are wired to be interested in things when we don't have the full answers. So a clickbait article, for example, doesn't reveal all the full answers, it doesn't give the full picture, and it makes you want to click. But this stuff isn't new. The curiosity gap has been used generation after generation to get people interested. Shakespeare was one of the first users of the curiosity gap. In his plays, which were rewrites of older plays by Romans and Greeks, he changed one thing. At the start of the original plays, before Shakespeare had rewritten them, all of the character information was given in full at the start of the play. So, for example, Hamlet's insanity would be described in full. Shakespeare made changes. He would hide a lot of the character information, leaving lots of it unknown, and this would spark curiosity in the viewers. So you could argue the curiosity gap, this thing that makes TikToks so successful today, is something that was used all the way back in Shakespeare's time. And Shakespeare wasn't alone. Arabian Nights did the same thing. Cliffhangers were used extensively in part by Charles Dickens, who published all of his novels in separate sections in weekly newsletters and would create a cliffhanger at the end of each section so people would keep reading the following week. This links right up to clickbait today. If you watch a Mr. Beast video today, you'll notice within the first 5 seconds of his video, he introduces a huge amount of change and leaves a lot unknown. So the viewer has to keep watching to get all of the answers. The goal is to start your video with something that sparks curiosity, and that creates a fantastic hook which keeps people watching. Now, before we wrap up, you may be wondering how TikToks compare to another short-form horizontal video content, Instagram Reels. Instagram's hard push into Reels last year was a direct result of the competition with TikTok, so it's no wonder that the two mediums feel very similar. In fact, it's very common for creators to cross-post their TikToks directly onto Instagram Reels. We actually recommend doing this. It's a really smart thing to do if you want to increase the visibility on your posts. In this regard, a lot of content that performs well on TikTok will also perform well on Reels and vice versa as well. However, there is one key difference to be aware of. Currently, Reels can only be up to 90 seconds long, whereas TikToks can, as we've said, be as long as 10 minutes. This means Reels are more fast-paced than TikToks, and they can tend to be more polished as well, whereas TikToks tend to have a more off-the-cuff feel to them. There's another network which also uses this video medium, and that's YouTube Shorts. We think it's a really good idea if you are creating really high quality, real TikTok-based content to repurpose this content all over the three platforms, so on YouTube Shorts, TikTok, and Instagram Reels. All right, folks, that is all for this episode. We really hope you found this information useful, and we hope it helps you create TikToks at the ideal length for you. Instead of focusing solely on the length of your TikTok, however, you should remember that you want to produce quality content for TikTok first. As long as you're making TikToks that people find entertaining, insightful, and educational, with that great curiosity-inspired hook at the start, then your videos should perform very well. If you're interested in growing your TikTok presence, we have got some help for you. Go to buffer.com/resources and search for TikTok. We've written about TikTok best practices, strategies to gain more TikTok followers, and the best time to post on TikTok as well. So head there to learn more. If you want to test drive Buffer's TikTok scheduling for yourself, try it out and maybe repurpose your Reels onto TikTok, then get started with Buffer for free today. Just head to buffer.com to sign up. You can connect your TikTok account, your Instagram account, and very shortly your YouTube account as well, and schedule your Reels and TikToks to go live on all of those platforms at the same time. I hope you found this episode of The Science of Social Media useful. If you enjoyed today's show, please do leave us a review wherever you listened. And of course, we love to hear from you. If you have any feedback, please do reach out to us on social. We're on all the channels you use. Just search for Buffer. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Science of Social Media, brought to you by Buffer.